CQC here, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoe portion. Tonight we're going to begin with the pre-net check-ins. We're going to take echo link stations, and then we're going to look for any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before. And then we'll start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So we do have quite a list of pre-nets. The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society webpage came back up, which has the pre-net link on it. So it appears that people have been taking advantage of that. I'd like to recognize W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, there in Piedmont. W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there in Travelers Rest. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. AA4GH, that's Gus in Pentagora, Florida. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That's exactly what it's there for. Kind of convenient when you need it. We do have an Echolink station. Let's take Echolink stations only right now for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel. Carl, Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado. Good evening. No traffic and no comments.
Okay, Nick and Joe, I'd like to recognize WH6 Alpha November Hotel. That's Carl in Denver, Colorado. Carl, you coming in good from Denver, Colorado. Hope you guys are staying warm up there. I think it's starting to get cold over there already. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us over here on the East Coast on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and hope you have a wonderful evening. You're about 2 or 3 hours behind us, I think, so your evening is coming up. Hope you have a wonderful evening. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before or have only done it 1 or 2 times and aren't quite sure about the protocol and would like to check in, but you haven't squeezed the mic enough yet to get the curves to do that? Go ahead and squeeze the mic and give me your call and I'll do the rest. All right, well, it looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, but we'll keep trying because they keep giving tests and they keep giving training classes, so hopefully we'll keep getting more and more amateur radio operators joining our group. Tonight is Friday night, so we can begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Friday night with Uniform through Zulu. Station is the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in F4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, Portable, in Cleveland, no traffic, no table, thanks for calling the net.
DJW, please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, my name is Tommy, also please check in Kilo Quebec 4, 2B determined, that's KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela, we're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane in Cleveland, portable in Cleveland. You're sounding good. I guess you're right up under the repeater, so I guess you should sound good. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell everybody we said hello, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. K4XB, that's Tommy. Bring with him KQ4TBD. That's easy to remember. That's Angela. And they're in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize Kilo Quebec 4, Victor X-ray Zebra Zulu. That's Matthew, and Matthew is at Lake Hartwell. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew, and do appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think that's the first time you checked in with me. Lake Hartwell, that's 51 miles away from me. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You sounded good for 51 miles away. And we are here every single night at 9 p.m., so appreciate you stopping by every opportunity you get. One last call, Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll move us up to the Alpha through Delta group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, all on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Dave.
Check in, dude, November 4, Alpha, Zulu, Echo, negative, negative, in and out.
Okay, I was giving a little extra time there for Rick, Lorena, and Michelle. Hopefully they'll join us at another point in time or after this. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy there in Easley. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and it's my pleasure to call the net tonight and give you and Patrick a break. You guys have been doing overtime. Appreciate that. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. And N4AZE, that is Dude in Easley. Good to have you this night, Dude. Hope you're having a fantastic evening and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us here this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Back, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also...
Okay, glad to hear Rick is here. Net Control, had me worried there for a minute, Rick. Net Control would like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they are in Piedmont. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, and she is in Ware Shoals. I used to haul a race car from Berea to Ware Shoals every Friday and Saturday night, Rick. So I know right where the racetrack is and where it shows. That's about the only thing I know. But anyway, you and Miss Malorina have a wonderful weekend, and tell Miss Michelle we said hello. We do have an EchoLink station. We're going to pause for a second and let this EchoLink station get checked in. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. That is Greg, normally in Greer, but he's in Brunswick, Georgia tonight instead. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're having a good time where you are and look forward to your safe return. Let's see, we are in the Alpha through Delta group. One last call, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to take us to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter in your suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO 4, HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight. Dave, good to hear you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator and fill-in operator as well, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounding good, Patrick. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here and hope you're having a good week, a good evening and a better weekend. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina, who doesn't have direct sight to the repeater, but sounds really good into the repeater despite that. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening, too, and I hope you guys are doing okay and after the hurricane. We still have things left over to do. It seems like it's going to take 6 months before we actually get over it completely, but anyway, I know you guys had a rougher time of it than we did. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the India Through Lima group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James, and appreciate the help that you gave when we were all wondering what happened to Sid, and you were filling us in on that during the hurricane. Appreciate you being there with us tonight as well. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, somebody else may have tried after Larry. I heard part of a dub, a W. But that's all we got. So check your battery and see if your battery, it might be, sometimes I key up on a handheld that's been sitting around for a while and it kills the battery as soon as I key up. So get your battery changed. We'd like to get you checked in if that's what the issue is. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Monday night Net Control operator, KO4JKV. That's Duncan in Asheville. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. You're doing good. I hope you're doing good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's in Greer, bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. And tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Hope all's going well with you today, this evening, and the weekend. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pentagrass is what I have. You're making it in, Richard. It's barely above your barely above the water line, but you're making it in. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KC4PLT, Richard in Pentagrass. Good to have you with us tonight. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we're working our way through the alphabet. We're up to Mike through Papa, station for the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenland County, B Native and Native, 73 to you and all the net.
Okay, Matt, you might have this one to yourself. Net Control would like to recognize WG4MC. That is our Thursday night net control operator, Matt, and he is in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight. He's in Western Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for a Friday night, and that is the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter in your suffix that begins with the letters Q through T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave and Amy. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. And I bet everyone's watching the first game of the World Series tonight that likes sports. That's why there's not so many here, Dave. I just saw it pass on the TV. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
4DJW. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Building Capin, be negative and negative.
8, okay, that last call, can you do that one more time? I'm really having a hard time pulling it out. Or if anybody got it, anybody knows who that is and wants to relay it in, that's fine too. But give me that one more time. Give me your call, the complete call, a couple of times. Let me see if I can pull that out. You're right there at the noise floor.
8,
is anybody else pulling that out? I've got a kilo and an 8 and a R and an X and an N. Has anybody doing it any better than I am? Okay, I don't think it's kilo 8. XRM. But I did get Hendersonville. Can you help me out? Let's try it one more time with your call sign. If you can't, then I'll move on and see if you can get in a better location or bump up your power or rotate your antenna or do something different. All right, was anybody else able to get that? Anybody else able to assemble something? I'm not able to assemble anything here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Patrick.
And if he could go one more time and do it real slow, I may be able to pull the rest of it out. Number Romeo Charlie. That's all I got out of that one.
Okay, I was able to put pieces in. I got the Whiskey Something 8, and I got a Romeo. I did get a Charlie, but I don't know where it was. But I do. There is a WD8RON in my logbook. That is Ed. It doesn't sound like Ed, but there is a WD8RON. Is that it?
It's Kevin. Hang on. No, it's not Kevin. One more time, real slow.
Hey, guys. I'm on HD. So I'm going to call you.
8, Charlie, Romeo Charlie. I'm there missing one there. I couldn't get the last one.
Roger, Roger. We have contact. Whiskey Golf 8, Romeo November Charlie. That is Golf John, and John is in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Whiskey Golf 8, Romeo November Charlie. Is that a Roger, Roger, John? Well, that's not bad from Hendersonville. Down in the valley, up to the mountain, probably around one or two. Appreciate that, Patrick. Appreciate all your help and appreciate your persistence, John. We got you in the log. And thank you, Tom. But persistence pays off. Net Control, like to recognize. N0TR, that's Tom. He's in Greer. My neighbor over here is just a stone throw away from me. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello, Tom, and appreciate you guys staying up and checking in with us tonight. KO4QLG, that's Chris, he's over in Liberty, all the way over on the other side of Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. KK4TRJ, that's Bill and Cowpens. I didn't forget you, Bill. We got you in there. Appreciate you taking the time to spend a few moments with us this evening. And the well-earned Whiskey Golf 8, Romeo November Charlie. That's John in Hendersonville. Thanks for the persistence there, John, and thanks for the help. Patrick, do we have any other stations in the patient group, the Quebec through Tango group, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight? Call W4DJW.
Control. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenburg. Good evening, Dale.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KK4SMV, Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor. And that is Dale in Ellenboro, North Carolina. Sounding good, Dale. Sound like you're sitting in a chair right next to me this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic evening and hope you have a great weekend. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
K4UBD, Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan in Traveler's Rest. 73 to everybody.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4 Uniform Bravo Delta. That's K4 UBD. That's Jan. Clear as crystal clear tonight from Traveler's Rest. Good to have you this night, Jan. Hope you're having a fantastic evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is KQ4WLD. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Lima Bravo. This is Roger in Traveler's Rest.
Let me check. I must not have this right. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Lima Bravo. Do I have that correct? Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Lima Bravo.
That is correct. This is Roger and Trevor's Rest.
Okay, Roger. Just had to do a quick update on my database to get you logged in there so I'll remember you the next time. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4WLB. That's Roger and Trevor's Rest. You sound good, Roger. It was me, not you. Appreciate you being with us tonight and hope you're having a fantastic evening and a better weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's an indication we've got everybody for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We would have started the rag chew portion, but we don't have any rag chewers, so we're going to check one or two more times for any other stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we shut it down, or anybody else that would like to rag chew. Anybody got anything on their mind, any questions, any statements, anything you want to talk about? So I'll go ahead and call for more check-ins or more anybody who's changed their mind and wants to rag chew, call W4DJW.
Quebec 4, Golf India, Kilo.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4GIK. That's Wayne in Etowah. Good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet or any rag chewers that would like to rag chew, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is KK4JBQ. I have a rag chew topic.
Okay, right ahead with your rag-chew topic. Hang on just a second, because while you were saying that, Stephen popped in on Echolink, so we're going to catch him in record time. He logged in, and now he's going to check in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, thanks for noticing me log on to Echolink, Dave, and have not heard your voice on here in the longest time, so it is great to hear your voice back on here, and great to have the opportunity to get to check in with you at this time. Dave, go ahead and check me in, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood, negative and negative.
Okay, net control like recognized via Echolink, KA4PQA, that is Stephen in Greenwood. Stephen, it's good to hear your voice on the radio as well, and do appreciate you taking the time to hop on quick tonight and give us one more station to check in, and glad I could grab you really quick, because I know sometimes it takes a lot of patience, because sometimes there's a lot of people in the queue, and it takes a while to get to Echolink, so glad we were able to get to you quicker this evening. We do have one rag chewer this evening, that is KK4JBQ, that's Larry in Greer. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You got a brand new, clean, shiny stump.
W4DJW and everyone on the net. Brand new, clean, shiny stump. Well, I have called, and it's been raining, and it's been a slippery watch your step stump. One thing I'd like to just get out there in the air is that, does anybody know how many straight days of sunshine we've had? It's phenomenal. It's more than I can ever recall. It's soon to be broken, I should hope, but ordinarily, October, and especially Halloween, is a rainy season. It's a monsoon season. Wherever I've lived, I recall many times when I was living in Tennessee, and it would rain on Halloween. Back in those days, we went house to house as little boys and girls, escorted by our parents, and we'd use paper grocery bags to collect our goodies. And those grocery bags would get wet, and your candy would fall out. You know, I just have memories of stuff like that. And then later on in life, when I was the adult, escorting some children while I lived in Florida, it rained. It just poured. So, anyhow, that's my memories of Halloween. Maybe that'll be when this clear weather streak breaks somewhere around the 31st. What do you think?
Well, Larry, I don't know, but I do know, like you, that it has been quite a while. We had sunshine every day because, well, we put out grass seed twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall, and usually it's in September, but the person who's in charge of ordering it this year got a little bit behind. So we're late October now, and I was telling her, if we put it out, be prepared, because, you know, it could get a freeze or something bad could happen. She said, nope, it's going to be sunny for a week. So I know we've had at least 8 days, because she was right. She was absolutely right. We got at least 8 days of sunshine in a row, hoping that it takes 10 days to germinate, and hoping it'll go two more days before we get the rain. But I've been using the sprinklers to keep it wet so that it will germinate. And I do remember that deal with the paper bags when I was growing up too, when I was little. I think we learned to line them with a pillowcase on the inside, and that's what the poor kids did. The rich kids had plastic pumpkins. I remember that with some of them had lights inside of them, but we had paper bags. And after the learning experience that you were talking about, we had the same one. I think we lined them with pillowcases so that the bottom wouldn't fall out of them. Larry, back to you. KK4JBQ, W4DJW.
W4DJW, KK4JBQ. Well, as you might imagine, I haven't given this serious thought over time, but I don't ever remember anyone suggesting a pillowcase to line the bag with, and that would have certainly kept it from breaking through. You know, a soggy paper is not going to hold the kind of, you know, stuff that we used to get, heavy bags. And, you know, I was a little closer to the ground at the time, and I remember dragging it, and once the bag actually burst, and all of my goodies fell out. So we were near a friend of my mom's, and it was quick into that house, and I think we got a fresh bag and went out and picked stuff up off the street. So, you know, those things that were wrapped, things that wouldn't have been affected by being dumped in the street. Oh, anyway, that's I hadn't thought about that in a very long time, but I do every Halloween remember how it just poured rain. You could just about count on it every Halloween. But that was, you know, the weather pattern. We know that weather is weather, and it sometimes displays a pattern. So we're changing seasons now, and I'm not complaining. I don't want anyone to misconstrue that I'm not happy with beautiful, sunshiny days. It's extraordinary. I just, you know, I get a little nervous when things are so good. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I know I'm ready for the leaves to fall off the trees because, you know, it used to be that, I don't know if the rain had anything to do with it, but it would be that something would push the leaves off the tree and they'd all fall down, and within a week or two you could get them all up and you'd be done with it. But with all this sunshine, they're hanging on and hanging on and hanging on, and you get a little sprinkling every single day. So I'm cleaning up leaves for an extended period of time because it just won't go ahead and get it over with, Larry.
Yeah. Rain may, you know, for instance, make the leaves heavier and cause them, you know, the leaves fall because the sap runs down in the tree. Usually the leaves will vacate from a tree from the top and down. Got many in our neighborhood that are just branches, twiggy looking branches, way up at the very tippy top of the tree. But as you're turning yet closer to the base of the tree. But that it's called a severance layer. It's at the at the base of the leaf stem, and it just separates. It's something that develops. It's built in, and it takes its signal from the length of day, the length of sunshine in the day. Believe it or not, I studied this in school, and that's why it sticks with me, I guess. And I always wondered why that was so. Why the leaves fall? And my mother, bless her heart and rest her soul, she thought the trees died. It's only to be reborn in the spring. But, you know, if you think about it in those strong, disparate words, if you're the death and the rebirth, you know. Well, she had months to complain about the trees being dead. I never thought that was healthy to think of it that way. So I was happy to learn that it's just all in the plant. These leaves have done their work. This generation of leaves has done their work, and they fall, and new ones pop out, just like clockwork, they pop out. Well, one other thing I'd like to mention, and I'll let you have a go before I mention it. KK4JVQ.
Well, my focus wasn't in my window and my space bar didn't work, so I had to refocus my mouse. So I've got a I was thinking about that when you were talking about the leaves falling off from the top to the bottom, or the bottom to the top. I got a big, huge oak tree in the front yard, white oak tree, and normally I don't get a whole lot of acorns, but I get acorns. And, you know, last year it was like raining acorns out of that tree at this time of the year. I mean, you couldn't walk over there barefoot because it hurt. It's like walking on pebbles. And I heard that they only do that once every 7 years or something like that. They'll have a bumper crop of acorns. Well, this year I got another bumper crop of acorns. And I was, while you were talking about that and the way the trees work, I was wondering, maybe you knew what triggered, or if acorns are supposed to come around once every so many years, or what is it that triggers bumper crop? I have to get out there with a rake and a bag and rake them up and shovel them up and put them in the bag. That's the only way. There's so many of them, the leaf blower can't get them up.
Yes, Dave, but I think rather it's how that particular season, that particular growing season of the tree, well, how it fared. Now, you could probably relate it directly to the width of the growth ring. If you have a stump and count the growth rings, of course, most people know now that you can estimate pretty closely what the age of the tree was when it was felled. But also the growth rings, whether they're narrow or wide, even their coloration, because that's going to indicate some of the minerals that were in the ground at the time. And the minerals are more free-flowing when there's a greater amount of moisture to dissolve them in the water that the tree takes up. But a bumper crop of acorns, I would think that's a very happy tree. To look at it that way, a very happy tree. KK4JPQ.
It might be a happy tree. There might be something to what you're saying. So it was this one's about 3 feet at the base and diameter and about 2.5 feet where the limbs all start going up and going away from it. About the same size as the white oak that fell during the hurricane, which I cut it up into slugs of the trunk. I cut the trunk up into slugs that were about 6 inches to 8 inches in height, the slug of the trunk, and 3 feet in diameter at the bottom of the trunk and 2.5 feet, like 30 feet up in the air. Those things weighed about 200 pounds a piece. So you put one slug of the tree in the wheelbarrow and wheel it back to the back of the lot where I've got them all stacked up back there. But it's about the same diameter as the one I cut down, which I counted the rings, and I had approximately 50 rings. And I've been here approximately 25 years, so I came about approximately halfway through the life of the one that fell over, which was about the same size as the one that I was talking about that's producing acorns like crazy. We do have we had an echolink station that came in, and they popped in and popped back out. But so the last three rings, the space between the last three rings is significantly larger than the space for the previous 49 ring, or 48, 47, 46 rings. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute, but we've got an echolink station. Let me get this echolink station, then I'll get back to why that space is larger. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
KI4KCX. This is Jerry. I'm still in Gray Court.
please check in and out tonight. Dave's got one net or something, in on something else I ain't supposed to be jumping in on. But Dave, it's good to be here. I ain't see you in a long time. I ain't heard you. Good to hear you.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KC4KCX. That's Jerry in Gray Court. Good to hear you tonight, Jerry. It has been a while. Appreciate you being here. And we are still in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We were in the rag chew portion of the net and kind of got carried away. And the echolink station that we had in there was Mark, and he logged back out. Maybe he doesn't have audio capability in Greenville, but we'll wait and see if he comes back in. But anyway, Jerry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a great evening and a wonderful weekend to come. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW? Okay, it looks like Jerry was the only one we had waiting there. So, Larry, the reason the gaps on the last 3 to 4 rings were a whole lot thicker, the distance between the rings was a whole lot greater than the rings between the previous 46 or 47. It's because we had a sprinkler system involved. Now, this is just my theory. We had a sprinkler system installed 3 or 4 years ago. And when we put out new seed, I run the sprinklers a lot to get them to germinate, get the seeds to germinate, get them down in the ground, or the birds will come by and eat the seed, or who knows what, the wind will blow it away. And then while it's young, I water it a good bit. And my neighbor was with me. We were cutting up that tree that fell across his driveway, and we were looking at it and counting those rings. And he said, you water it so frequently, the roots probably didn't run very, very deep. They didn't have to. They just got all their water up. Well, this thing was 50 years old. So I imagine its roots ran deep, 47 for the previous 46 years. They ran as deep as they were going to, but it did make me think about it. I don't think that's the reason it had shallow roots. I think we had 70-mile-an-hour winds, and that was the biggest tree in the area, and that's the reason that tree went over. But that's just my thought. But I was thinking about what he was saying, and since I was watering a lot, and the distance between those last outer rings and all of the other rings was probably 4 times greater distance for those last outer rings than all of the other rings. So, is that hogwash, Larry, or what do you think? KK4JBQ, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I'll jump in and just offer this one thought. It's something that I've observed about trees. Well, actually, anything that's rooted in the ground, and that's where it's going to live. It may seem odd, but maybe if you can take yourself back to a time when you were 4 or 5, perhaps, before you had a lot of formal education, when you just listened closely to what adults would say about things. That may have been when I first heard my mother complain that trees were dying in the fall. And other things as well, but I was encouraged as a child to be seen and not heard, so I did a lot of thinking on my own. And I thought that, isn't it sad that here I am, a human being, I have my mobility and I can go anywhere I want to go. Now, I'm 4 or 5 years old, so it hasn't been long since I was, since I realized my mobility. And I was just, learning to climb trees and taking longer walks without, I remember the first grade, now this, I would be 6 years old, and my dad took me on a, took me in the car. One, he said, this is the only time I'm going to take you to school. School was not that far away. It was about half a mile, mile and a quarter or something, I don't know. It's been a long time ago, but he says, notice everything along the route. I'm going to travel as slow as I can, and you just make a map in your head. And it worked, and he never took me to school again. But anyway, I would look at a tree, and I'd think, there you are. These are the trees planted, in a neighborhood. It's a residential tree, as they call it, not something growing out. You're standing there all alone by yourself, and you're going to be there for the rest of your life. You'll never move. And here I am. I'm just so different than you. So I would offer that. And then the years that piled on since then, many years that have piled on since, I realized how that tree is just as alive as I am and functioning in its world, in its spot in the world, functioning the same way I do. Living, trees are alive. Breathing, yes, they take in carbon dioxide and give off oxygen. Good thing they do, too, because that's why our species is here and others, things that live and breathe. Oxygen, anyway. So, making this long story short, whatever the tree enjoyed in that season that made the rings larger, it could have been greater sunlight. It could have been more water, for sure. It would be hard to say without making, and some people have done this over time, they made a diary of, well, the things right around their home, perhaps, and reflected on that, and maybe they recorded the rainfall. That's very popular. On some nets, I've observed, they give the rainfall since the last net that they participated in. Well, anyway, making a note of that and any other thing that might have been an impact on the tree, yeah, that's how you could tell more closely. So, anyway, back to you, Dave.
Well, that is interesting. If you think about, you're thinking about the tree being in that one place for all of its life. But if you think about from one extreme to the other, because of all the trees falling down and pictures of linemen and people telling stories about trees on social media, I did see where one lineman cut down a tree that had fallen, and it was 1,000-year-old. It was huge. This tree, you could probably park your car on the stump. But once he had it all cut down. But the stories that tree could tell, you know, that's 10 men that live 100 years old, their lives, all their whole lifespan. 10 men that live 100 years old, that one tree. So let's go from one extreme to another. Let's say that tree, maybe a year to that tree is like a week to us, a month, a day, 5 minutes. Like in the other end of the spectrum is a gnat. You think about a gnat that lives about 24 to 48 hours. That's their whole lifespan, right? So that's something that can live from 1,000 years to something that can live to, you know, a day or two, a day and a half max. And then we're somewhere in between. So maybe to that tree, right? I know they don't have a brain, but, you know, I don't know how they work. But to that tree, time, it goes by so quick, right, for it. Because it can live for 1,000 years. So its lifespan expands 1,000 years. That means time's probably trucking by pretty quick for those trees. I don't know how they think about it, or if they do, or, you know, maybe we'll learn that one day, but I don't think we know that now. But it is kind of something to keep you pondering, especially when you're 6 years old, right? It is something to think about, because I was out there climbing trees and doing the same thing when I was 6 years old. We had moved down here from the north by then, and I started school in Clemson, Calhoun when I was 6 years old. My first teacher was Mrs. Priester at Clemson, Calhoun, and that would have been 6 years after 1957, whatever that turns out, 1963 or something like that. Somewhere around that time is when my dad took me out to the airfield and showed me radio-controlled airplanes at Western Carolina Radio Club down in Woodruff, South Carolina, Highway 417 and Highway, I think it's 14 and 417 or Woodruff Road. And that's when I made up my mind that those airplanes on that airfield were my airplanes and we weren't going to leave without leaving with my airplanes. And he had to set me straight real quick. Those aren't your airplanes. Those are somebody else's airplanes. But a flying fool ever since then. Anyway, Larry, I've enjoyed talking to you. What else you got for us this evening? KK4JVQ, W4DJW.
Talking about taking a moment, just give the repeater a moment to identify. Well, there's just one other thing that I think is noteworthy. The last few days, I've been listening to a podcast. Now, most folks, you have an app on your phone, you have an app on your computer, perhaps, that brings podcasts in, and many of them are audio only. And the podcast that I have, I think there's only one of them that is video as well. But this one is, and I hope there's a few people who've hung on with, you know, the kind of things that you and I talk about. And we could sit, Dave, we could sit and talk about dirt. I'm sure we could. We could talk about dirt for 3 hours if we were unlimited and had no other pressures on our time. And I rather think that's a good thing. We're thinking creatures, you and I, and I'm sure everybody else does too, but they just don't show it, not as much as you and I do. Anyhow, I've been listening to this podcast, which is 3 hours long. And the reason I think so much of it, the title of the thing is Ham Radio Workbench. Normally, it's a group of guys, all of them hams, who get together and they talk about making things. Some of them are designers for manufacturers, and names that you would know if I'd. And I just don't want to put that over the air. They're smart. They're inquisitive. They're constantly looking to make this hobby better with the things that they can put together. So the first thing they cover, ordinarily, is a topic called What's on Your Workbench? And they normally go about 2 hours. This podcast, and it is interesting to listen to. But what came here, and they load automatically whenever the podcast is released. This is released on Saturdays. So last Saturday, it was almost a diary of the experiences of a ham up in western North Carolina who went through the horrible thing that all of us, that touched all of us in some fashion, but they really got slammed up there. It's the topography, it's the increased elevation, and of course, you know, as you go up in elevation, it gets colder, and cold air cannot hold water as well as warm air closer to the surface. So that's why, as it rose, it's kind of squeezed it out like squeezing out a sponge. It squeezed the water out. And what drove through here at 70 miles an hour, as you recalled a few moments ago, it kept going north. And it did a number on those folks up there. Well, this fellow is a regular contributor. His first name is Thomas, call sign K4SWL. He has a podcast as well on activating POTA parks and things like that. Very interesting. I watched some of them. But this one, he's very well spoken, and he recounted in a very descriptive way his experiences, the experiences of people in his neighborhood, and it's just very worthwhile. I just have to, whoever supplies your podcast, and look up Ham Radio Workbench. Last Saturday was the 221st episode of this podcast. And they number them, of course, and that's the only one you want to download. Well, it's worthwhile listening. With that, I'll let you go. I hope everybody has a good night, and it's been my pleasure to be here. KK4, JPQ. Back to you, Dave.